Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was when you were born.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet of your brethren and wish them the best.
What
you are promised in the John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. And they come right from the Father and His word, the Lord Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, gets from that of the Father.
Oh,
what is of the Father is of the Christ Jesus. And He moves on, give us of those. And even reveal us what is to come. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob, we love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We place in this ministry the new generation which has the full knowledge of God to move on, reach unto you. The second phase of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since their 2020 began.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And the main aim
is to say
God officially opens His worldwide call that He has come promising all nations, and it is basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And that is God's final work on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. It's the revival and restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth, of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, the gospel of salvation, as the full light of the word of God is. Now we want to move on.
And
we first honor God the Father and His word, the Lord Jesus, even His Holy Spirit, who sent in our midst to lead us even as today. And we thank Him for groups of holy angels, those on our side. Now we move on with Samaritan.
Phase 2
Phase 2 of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles.
Part 7
B3. Part 7
B3. Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much.
Again,
and we are still moving on to see in the summary those we see in the prophetic prayer to be given.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. And we came looking to the main point, why that prayer is worthy to be prayed.
So
now we last ended as we saw why we are required to ask the Holy Spirit in His fullness. Why we have to ask the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. And they are the seven eyes of God. Those sent in the whole earth.
And
we are heading on to get explained. After getting explained why we need the Spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, of understanding, of counsel. And we see why we need the spirit of power. Is it not that?
Wow.
It is that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now it will need you. As we first heard in the Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2, and
he
speaks of name of the fullness of the seven spirits of God. And he says like this. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2.
N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye, omwoyo gw'amagezi n'okutegeera, omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi, Omoyo gwo kumanya nokutya mukama.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So twasoka okunnyonnyola obujibu omwoyo omutukuvu bwe twetaaga.
Now we first explained the fullness of the Holy Spirit that we need.
Era nga bwetufuna ekisinga obukulu.
And when we get that major thing,
omwoyo omutukuvu bujjuvu bwe,
it's the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Bamanya ge bwogawulidde mu Isaiah 11 n'olw'okubiri.
As his names you've heard them in Isaiah 11 the verse 2.
Buli omwoyo wa
where there is the Spirit of the Lord.
Bwetwasoka okunnyonnyoka ku mulundi guli lwaki tumwetaaga.
First God explained last time why we need him.
Kusinziramu fu okugulumiza kitaffe n'ekigambo kye.
In us to glorify the Father and his word.
Kama wafu Yesu Kristo.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Nga mu Yokana 16.
As in the John 16.
Olunyiriri olwe 12.
Verse 12.
Paka 15.
And to 15.
Era bwe twatunuulira omwoyo w'amagezi.
When we look to the Spirit of wisdom.
Nga lwaki tumwetaaga.
And why we need him.
Kubanga.
Because
ye kabikula amagezi agali mu kigambo.
He alone reveals the wisdom in the word.
Agogerwako mu Yeremia.
Spoken in Jeremiah.
Sura ya 8.
Chapter 8.
Sura ya 8 n'olw'omwenda.
Verses 8 and 9.
Singa tubatuganya ekigambo kya
Katonda. If we reject the word of God.
Tewali magezi gabeera mu ffe.
There is no wisdom within us.
Kale oyo amagezi agatuukiridde. Oyo nga abikula amagezi agatuukiridde.
And he reveals the perfect wisdom.
Agali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
That in the word of God.
Era agatuleetera okusaba essaala.
Which bring up praise a prayer.
Eziddako nga temuli mu kizikiza.
Those which follow and there's no darkness.
Mu kuteesa ne Katonda.
In the counseling with God.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twatuuka ku mwoyo w'okutegeera.
We reach the spirit of understanding.
Tulaba ensonga lwaki tumwetaaga.
We saw the reason why we need him.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nga atukwasaganyiza ebyawandiikibwa.
And he connects for us scriptures.
Nga mu Isaiah 28.
As in the Isaiah chapter 28.
Tulo mwene pa 13.
Verses 9 to 13.
Okusobola okutuwa ebiragiro bibiri ku bina n'okuddaago.
He will give us 2 to 4 and above commands.
Ebyalagirwa mu byawandiikibwa ebitukuvu.
Those shown in the Holy Scriptures.
Buli nsonga y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Upon every issue of the kingdom of God.
Enyiriri bibiri ku nnya n'okuddaawaggulu.
2 to 4 and above scriptures.
Okugenda mu maaso okukwasaganya n'okuleeta amakulu g'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Open, connect and bring meaning of the word of God.
Era nga kijjudde omusana.
And its field of light.
Ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Bwe twatuuka ku mwoyo w'okuteesa.
When we reached this spirit of counsel.
Lwaki twetaaga omwoyo w'okuteesa.
Why you need the spirit of counsel.
Okuteesa kwa Katonda.
The counsel of God.
Alyoka atumanyisa ebiro n'ebiseera.
To make us know seasons and times.
Ebya buli kigambo kya Katonda.
Every word of God.
Nga bwe kiri mu bulizi esula ey'okusatu n'olusooka.
The Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1.
Era ye mwoyo w'obunnabbi.
And it's the spirit of prophecy.
Atulaga ebyaliwo.
Who shows us what was.
Ebiriwo.
What is.
Ebigenda okujja.
And what is to come.
Okubikulirwa esula esooka n'olwe 19.
As Revelations 1 verse 19. Now we've looked and now we need the spirit of power.
Omoyo w'amaanyi ga Katonda.
The spirit of power of God.
Bible yogera mu bikwa yatuma esula esooka.
Bible speaks in the Acts chapter 1.
Onyolisooka olw'omunaana.
Verses 8.
Nti omwoyo kennyini bw'ajja abawa amaanyi.
When the spirit himself comes, he gives us power.
So omwoyo w'amaanyi.
Now the spirit of power.
Alabisiza ddala amaanyi ga Katonda agatakoma.
He manifests the unlimited power of God.
Ensonga lwaki tumwetaaga.
That is why we need him.
Katusome tuwulire.
Let's read we hear.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Acts chapter 1 verses 8.
Naye muliweebwa amaanyi omwoyo omutukuvu bw'alimala okujja ku mmwe, nammwe munaabanga abajulirwa bange mu Yerusaalemi ne mu Buyudaaya bwonna ne mu Samaliya n'okutuusa ku nkomerero y'ensi.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okuyita mu mwoyo w'amaanyi.
Through the spirit of power.
Branch ey'obujjuvu w'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The branch of the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Alabisa amaanyi ga Katonda mu ffe agatakoma.
He manifests the unlimited power of God in us.
Tubeerawo abajulirwa ba Katonda mu kigambo.
And we appear witnesses of God in the word.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda obutuukirivu.
Gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Enjiri y'obulokozi.
The gospel of salvation.
Ebyamagero bingi.
And the many miracles. Those which follow.
Olw'omwoyo w'amaanyi ga Katonda agatakoma.
By the spirit of the unlimited power of God.
Bwetwasooka okusaba n'atuweebwa.
Whom we first asked for and was given us.
Nekibeera nga mukulu ku ebyo bye tusaba bye twetaaga ebikulu.
And he appeared to be major among things those we need.
Era bwe tuwulira.
And when we hear.
Mu kubikkulirwa essula y'19
In Revelation 19 verse 6.
Nga Katonda ayogerwako okuba omnipotent.
That God is spoken to be omnipotent.
Okutegeeza nti alina amaanyi agatakoma.
To meaning he has an unlimited power.
Obujjuvu omwoyo omutukuvu.
The fullness of Holy Spirit.
Amaanyi ago galabikira mu mwoyo w'amaanyi.
That power manifests through the spirit of power.
Amaanyi ga Katonda agatakoma.
The unlimited power of God.
Katusomeyo ko mu kubikkulirwa owulire.
Let's read there in Revelations you hear.
Okubikkulirwa essula y'19 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Revelations chapter 19 verses 6.
Yes.
A
great multitude of the holy ones in heaven. And they say hallelujah. The Lord God omnipotent.
Afuga.
He reigns. That power when we ask for spirit of power. In the major things we need.
In
God's final back on this planet Earth.
It's
caused many troubles begin ever since that 2020 began. Up to today. That unlimited power if we've asked for it. But to get it you have to ask for spirit of power. One of those making fullness of Holy Spirit. The seven spirits of God. And he manifests the unlimited power of God. Praise Jesus much. And he manifests the unlimited power of God. And he can uproot whatever God never planted. We know of it well. Right from there 2020 began. There are powers of Satan, of darkness that appearing. In the name of technology.
And
as one of them known as 5G and 6G networks. But we shall need, according to this prayer, how it was prayed, the prophetic prayers which were prayed, right from 27th October, was prayed from 27th October, 2019, reaching the 1st December 2019, they prayed for us all these. And God is so ready for this his final work. And for those who have asked for majors, a spirit of power will hear him to lose opening for us, to uproot whatever God never planted and everything he never built.
It's
read here in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10. It speaks as it says like this. Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 10.
Lava. Lero kutaddewo okuba omukulu wa mawanga era owa matwale ga bakabaka okusimbula n'okumenya n'okuzikiriza n'okusuula okuzimba n'okusimba.
Yes.
Oyo amanyi
the spirit of power
mutusinzirira okutekebwawo kanisekebwawo
is where we best the church to be put in place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So ensonga lwaki twetaaga omwoyo w'amaanyi.
Now the reason why we need spirit of power.
Okusinziira ku ssaala ezaasabibwa okuva nga 27 ogw'ekkumi.
According prayers prayed from 27th October
2019. Okutuuka nga lumu ogw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Reaching the 1st of December 2019.
Katonda essaala ze yatulagira okusaba.
God prayers he commanded us to pray.
Asobole okuteekateeka ensi yonna.
That he can prepare the whole world.
His
final back on this planet Earth,
revival,
the revival, the greatest restoration, and the last of the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness, the kingdom of heaven. It needed us to ask for spirit of power. In the time has come that we see the spirit of power unlimited.
Seeds
that you know as 5G and the 6G networks. But it comes to work together with us. The unlimited power of God. To uproot whatever God never planted and everything he never built.
Because
now we have said in Jeremiah 1 verse 10. Let's repeat for us we hear. Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 10.
Laba, lero kutaddewo okuba omukulu w'amawanga era ow'amatwale ga bakabaka okusimbula n'okumenya n'okuzikiriza n'okusuula okuzimba n'okusimba.
Yes, praise Jesus. Katonda bw'amala okutuwa omwoyo w'amaanyi.
After God gave us the spirit of power,
n'alabisa amaanyi ga Katonda agatakoma.
He manifested the unlimited power of God.
Wakati muffe abaweereddwa okukola omulimu gwa Katonda okusema okusemazingawo ensi.
In the midst of us given to do God's final work on planet Earth.
Mu revival n'okuddizibwa obuggya.
In the revival and restoration.
Omusana omungi ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Of the much light of the word of God.
Mwayisa amawanga okukola ne Katonda.
Where he's called nations to work with God.
Asumulula amaanyi.
He loses power. And it leads us that of the Holy Spirit
to
whatever God never planted, to tear down and to break all those God never built, even to build and to plant the counsel of God as the light of the word of God is. The spirit of power asked him, and up to now you still ask him wherever you are,
the
aim of killing all the schemes of Satan, the many of them, those he did from the year 2020, and he launched them. He launched them in the year 2020 to work from both years and two ahead,
when he thinks
to overcome and end up becoming God, something very hard.
And
remember prophets released on the 1st of December 2019 in the word of wisdom, which told us
their
2020 is not an easy year.
It's
never been under the sun, because Satan
is
going to launch his most evil extreme works, even more dangerous diseases. But God,
he
promised he's going to raise a standard
in
this same year from when 2020 began. That standard he raises it when he commanded us, ask spirit of power, when we ask for this fullness of the spirit of God be filled in the world, then he will come kill all those plans, those crafted plans, as we've heard in the Job chapter 5 verse 12 to 13.
Yobu esule yokutano nolo nyiriole kuminebili.
Job chapter 5 from verse 12.
Ate nkweza abagere ngetanya. Emikono jawe na jita inza kutukiriza bibata andise.
Yes.
Ate nkweza abagere ngetanya.
He kills the plans of the crafty.
Emikono jawe.
That their hands.
Jita inza kutukiriza bibata andise.
Cannot perform plans they have begun.
Chitufu sitani ukufuma kabili ya abili.
It's true Satan from their 2020.
Alina programu yenku mpiti divunyo.
He has program of many schemes, extreme evil works, powers of darkness, in the name of network or internet, those known as 5 and 6G networks. But all those they have planned to be able to kill them,
we need
the spirit of power in our midst to manifest the unlimited power of God, be able
to
kill all plans of Satan,
and
not allow them to fulfill what they have planned as the plan of
God,
capturing the world and he to become God. That will never come to pass no matter when, because we already asked spirit of power it reached to manifest the unlimited power of God. Let them finish for us in Job we see. Job chapter 5 verse 13. Yes.
You know,
Satan contact with the wise of the world, and they made diseases. Manufactured technology mixed with powers of darkness. Now the wise, he makes their schemes fall upon them. That's why even diseases he has left them to them. The very wise woman manufactured those viruses, it has captured them.
All their
counsel
that
they planned for Africa,
when Satan
knew it,
that
the pillar of the blacks is standing in the last days for God,
for
God and for the whole world.
And
they decided to kill that black people wherever they are in the world. But those doing that,
they
are not the whites. But you know they are whites.
They are
whites.
They are white.
They are what?
Bazungu.
They are what?
Bazungu bangereza.
The English.
Aha.
Okay.
Kagati. So we were wano.
Where the mistake is. Those called the English.
The Aberu.
The whites.
Hey.
Yes. We shall explain them to you. Those who claim to be of the light.
Yes.
He claims to be of the light.
Until
how long you speak of the whites?
The
whites are others and the English are also other.
We
shall see them ahead.
They
were more black, more than even the dust.
And
initially they were white.
According
to Lamentations,
they
were princes in heavens and they chased them from there. We shall see those fallen angels, they are the ones behind those things.
They are
ones hidden in the English. Those the English. The English.
They are
hidden within the whites.
They have
behind their making a scorn of the whites. The English. The English have no problem, but the whites have a problem.
For the
is the English, they are never whites. They are not whites. But the other who claim to be whites,
they
are what we shall speak overhead. But the asking of the Spirit of power, when we ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit in the things we need, He came to kill plans of the crafty, Satan and the wise of the world. Those who are among the whites, besides the English.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
that's how we shall need and the way we shall yield in those prayers.
When
we ask for the Spirit of power, when He appears, all the rest they are okay. Then still in the fullness of Holy Spirit,
we
shall need the Spirit of knowledge.
The
Spirit of knowledge of God to spread the whole world. The aim of needing the Spirit of knowledge in Him, all light of the Word of God,
which
lightens in every darkness of the lies of Satan, according to those we read in the Corinthians.
2 Corinthians 4:6-7.
And he says like this. Second Corinthians 4:6.
Kubanga Katonda yayogera nti omusana guli akamukizikiza. Yayaka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
Yes.
Katonda.
God.
Yogera nti omusana guli akamukizikiza.
Commanded light is shining in darkness.
Gwe musana ogw'okumanya.
It's the light of knowledge.
Ekitiibwa kya Katonda.
Of the glory of God.
Mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
In the face of Christ.
Kati obugagga obwo.
Now the treasure. of the light of knowledge which is in the word of God.
It's
what we ask, it fills in this vessel of clay.
Then
we go in every place and be lightened. That the lives of Satan will be clearly seen,
even
the glory of God will manifest. Let's finish verse
7.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
Naye obugagga obwo tulina abo mu bibya eby'ebbumba, amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda. So say if
because above we said,
we asked
for the period of the much unlimited power. It's appearing well. And we've asked upon it the spirit of knowledge. In him is all light of the word of God. To lighten, to bring the full knowledge of God and his glory.
And
to lighten in all lies of Satan, and that treasure, that light of the word, which is filled with knowledge, ask it, he puts it in vessel of clay, as you see us today, and then you see the much power coming from God.
That,
what we are up to ever since this year began, that 2020 began reaching up today. Praise Jesus.
As
much. We know everything manifesting its light which manifests it.
According
to that in Ephesians 5, verses 13 to 14, and he says like this. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse
13. Omusana gubirabisa. Kubanga buli ekirabisibwa gwe musana.
Yes.
Naye ebigambo byonna.
But all words.
Bwebimulisibwa.
When they are enlightened.
Bigamba birabisibwa.
They manifest.
Kubanga omusana gwe gubirabisa.
For light is what manifests it.
Akati nga sina kweyongera kumala olunyiri olwo.
But before I move on, finish that
verse. Tumanye ekigambo kya Katonda gwe musana.
We know the word of God is the light. Not that.
Zaburi meke. Aha.
You first read there, you see.
Zaburi ya 119 noru nyiriri orwa 15.
Psalms 119 verses 105.
Ekigambo kyo yetabaze eri ebigere byange.
Yes.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God is the lamp unto our feet.
Zaburi 119.
Psalms 119 verses 105. The word of God is the lamp which lightens for us.
It
means someone enters prayer of warfare or prayer to be given or prayer of repentance. They have no light, they cannot see the things well the way they are.
Now,
hard to ask among the measures we need even reaching today. The spirit of knowledge of God brings the full light of the word of God, which brings the full knowledge of God and his glory, and it relights all lies of Satan, all Satan's schemes. To say he has said, the word of God is a lamp unto our feet. According to Psalms 119, verses 105. Yet it said that
what?
Out of it cometh light which lightens. Everything is manifest. Everything is known. Everything hidden. Let's first go back to Ephesians. Ephesians 5, verse 13. All words when they are preached, All as Bible indicates them. Those speaking about God. And above the heavens with their fullness. Even lightning Satan and all his lies. Even the destruction within hell and lake of fire. Now this light of the much knowledge. It is handled by the spirit of knowledge.
And
write it within us, the Holy Scriptures. And they are connected as the spirit of understanding. 2-4 and above commands.
2-4
and above scriptures. From the Old and the New Testament. And then we manifest everything, brethren. As the power of God is manifesting. Let me tell you the secret of asking spirit of power.
And
after lightning that this is God. And this is Satan. This is the truth. This is the lies. The powers of God come to separate lies from the truth. Praise Jesus much. If we manifest, if they're not yet manifest, no one knows how they fight them. And no one knows what to ask from God. Because they would have needed even armies in this war. But
I've
asked armies to which numbers if they don't know what they fight with. It means they needed light. That which will lighten for them. And they know things how they are.
So
you finish Ephesians, we finish. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 14.
Chavayo gera antizukuka gwe yebase ozukire mu bafu Kristo anakuakira.
Yes. You has been in the sleep of ignorance.
It's
the sleep of the lies of Satan. Awake. Christ.
Who manifests
the knowledge, it's the word of God. As the scroll of the Bible written on him. He will lighten to you in days like this. Because we sent to lead you. You the whole world. Called in God's final word. The revival and restoration. Of the gospel of salvation. We commanded us long back to pray for you. Right from 27th October 2019 to reaching the 1st December 2019, that you be given in the whole world, you be given in the whole world, the spirit of knowledge. That it brings light in you, that of knowledge. As the word of God is.
And
then you see power of God stand for yourself. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Son of the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
in that word we speak how that if light of knowledge is manifested and it come lightens in all and there never appear any of those hidden, those of God, and they get to be known everywhere.
Even
those of Satan hidden far. All the spirit of knowledge in these last days, I tell you, spreads the whole world like to now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now he told us, after that light has come through the spirit of knowledge, to manifest everything, to cause it to be known. As he said in Luke, let's read. Luke chapter 8, verses
16.
Yes. No one lightens the lamp. Put it under a basket. Ask for spirit of knowledge and it comes in our midst. You bring out the lamp and light into nations. With the light of knowledge. passes through the word of God. And limited power of God moves, be manifest. Let's read this here. Luke chapter 8, verse 16.
Oba kujisa wansi wechiriri na ya jisa kuchikondo aba yingira mbalabewe yaka mwenye ule kumino musamfu kubanga tewali chigambe cha kisiwa ekitali labisiwa ne wankubade cha kwekebwa ekitali manyiwa nechilabika mmusana
yes
umusana guno guo kumanya begula bisiwa
this light of knowledge when it manifests
nga beguli mchigambo cha katunda
as it's in the word of God
negumulisa mubiona
and it lightens in all
mulichigambe cheche ama
every secret word
chibi ukurua
it gets revealed
na mulichigambe chitama njibua
and every word not known
shima nyikibua muruatu ngaliru
be openly known as today.
In
the words you two have never known.
Those who
read the Bible, you passed
by them. There
is none of those you can
ask. On
this final work of God.
Greatest
revival and restoration of the gospel of
salvation. And it
does not get be revealed to
you.
Because that spirit when we asked for him arrived. The spirit of
knowledge.
Manifest the whole light of knowledge of God as his word is in the promise of God in the Isaiah 11 in the verse
9
the earth to be filled with knowledge of God
as
the water spread on the sea in the Habakkuk
2:14
the earth be filled with knowledge of God's glory as the water spread on the sea. Ephesians 3:17-18 get the power to reach it to the fullness of God. Now the spirit of knowledge
is
the reason why you need him. The major things we ask for the whole world in prayers prayed right from 27th of October 2019 to reaching the fast of December 2019.
So,
now from fullness of seven spirits and indeed you need the spirit of fear of God who helps us to hate evil and to help many depart from evil as we obey the commands of God the laws and the judgments. Because those who obey those they are blessed. Those who obey the commands of God. They are cast with all curses of hell. And the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we need the spirit of fear of God. And the things we asked for found is on the forefront on the major things help on hate the evil which exceeds itself from there 2020 when it began and we too to begin to fight it to hate it with great hatred for the much destruction it's put on the men. To be able to save them, we must have hated evil. Most when it is increased most. From when their 2020 began.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He told us initially.
That
still the fear of God is to hate evil. According to Proverbs chapter 8. Verse 13. And it says like this. Proverbs chapter 8, verse
13.
Yes, the fear of God is to hate evil. Don't deceive yourself that the fear of God is to humble yourself before idols and to claim that you are kneeling as you're praying. All those, let's say, the fear of God is to hate evil. And then you follow upon it to bow to him as you worship him.
And
as you praise him.
And as
you ask from him. Things of humbling yourself without hating evil. That is not fear of God.
In
clothing those long garments. As you tie clothes in the waist,
those
not written in the Holy Scriptures, even to clothe those long hats and helmets, and you think that is the fear of God. That's never the fear of God. Even that false humility, breaking commands you achieve. When they refuse those worshipping idols, it's you living in that. Idols are not only on those images made, but the images like even papers, money, others like iron coins. Others were formed by men, the buildings,
buildings
and the cars.
All
they are idols. If they find you bowing to it,
or
it takes your heart more than God. In those worshipping idols, you will not miss in them. All those, are they not idols? Sure. Houses were not they built by human hands? Yes.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So, bakugambye mugero 8:13.
I've said in Proverbs 8:14. And they say like this.
Ngeresule yo 8 na olunyiriri olwe 13.
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13.
Okutemu kama kwe kuchawo bubi. Amalala ne sukuti ne kube bi. Naka mwaka bambavo bi nchawa.
Okutemu kama kuchawa chibi.
The fear of God is to hate evil.
No kuvamwa amalala.
And to cease to have pride. I see men walk by red carpets.
They enter,
but they are like a king. They don't even know God. In honor. People fall down bowing to him. He is in pride. If you add on arrogancy, he passes through the city
and the
motorcycles and the cars are following him. If you attach in the perverse mouth,
and
he speaks, me, my God is going to work for you as if he's only him.
He's God.
Yet he's our God who created heavens and earth. Me, my Jesus is going to work for you.
Friend,
for God
loved
the world, gave Jesus is for all of us, not only for you. That is a perverse mouth. Even the evil ways.
And
you go to seek for powers of darkness.
Those
God hated them. If you fulfill fear of God like that,
and
you hate things like those, hated evil and things like those, the fear of God, and it manifests. And if the spirit of fear of God manifests as today,
we
have much, much power.
And
a great fear happens in the world to help many depart from evil. If it's not that, sin can consume humanity.
Most
from when the year 2020 began. But the spirit of fear of God has fierce things he put in place. And he pressed people to get from evil as they obey the commands of God. Because he speaks in the Proverbs 16, verse 6, and he says like this. Proverbs chapter 16, verses 6.
Okusasira n'amazima bye birongosa obutali butuukirivu. Era okutya Mukama kwe kujja abantu mu bubi.
Yes. Let me tell you.
okusasira n'amazima.
Mercy and truth.
Nosasira omuntu n'ogaakala omuntu oyo agenda genda mugeye.
You have mercy on someone, say the person is quoting
him. Tukoze okumuggyayo.
What can we do to get him from there?
Mubuulire amazima g'ekigambo kya Katonda gonna nga bwe gali.
Him all truth of the word of God how it is.
Birongoosa omuntu oyo n'ava mu kibi.
They purge someone from sin and iniquity.
Era bw'oyagala okakasa nga otya Mukama.
If you want to prove you fear God.
Wateekwa okubaawo abantu b'oyambye okuva mu kibi.
There must be people you've helped to depart from evil.
Bw'obanga twe.
But if you have. If you have no one you've helped.
Bw'obato ina gw'oyambye okuva mu kibi.
If you have no one you've helped depart from evil.
No,
you too, you have no fear of God with
yourself.
No, the people who say, I, as long as I do not do those things, the others are the ones doing them. If you do not help them to get from them, at least those meant to be helped. And you preach them the truth. And you show them the laws of God. That they can depart from evil. But you do not be able to show them the truth.
Neither
the commands of God. Never claim you fear God by you as a person. When you've left many get destroyed.
And
you will think God the Almighty does not know that.
That
you would have helped them.
Sure. Kati omoyo wokutya Mukama.
Now the spirit of fear of God.
Bwalabisibwa.
When he manifests.
Atuyamba ko kunyweza ebiragiro n'okulumiriza ensi y'ekibi.
Helps us hold on the commands and they convict the world of sin.
Alumiriza ensi y'ekibi obutuukirivu n'omusango.
Convicts the world of sin, righteousness and judgment.
Namu Yokana 16.
As in the John 16. Starting from verse 8 downwards.
Bagamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Yokane sura ye 16 n'olunyiriro lw'omunana.
John chapter 16 from verse 8.
Yebo alijja alirumiriza ensolo ekibi n'olw'obutuukirivu n'olw'omusango.
Yes.
Abita mukutya Mukama. Omoyo wa Mukama mbujuvu.
The spirit of God in his fullness.
Aida moyo kutya Mukama.
He passes through the spirit of fear of God.
Nalyo kalumiriza nyensi yechibi bakivemu.
Convicts the world of sin to come out of it.
Nabalago obutukirivu bwa mazima ge kigambo bwegoli bwegali.
Them righteousness of the truth of the word how it is.
No musango bwegujjo kuba.
Even how judgment will be.
Oluvanyuma lw'okumenya ebiragiro bya Katonda.
After breaking the commands of God.
Era abantu abalina omwoyo wokutya Mukama.
People who have the spirit of fear of God.
Batambulira wansi w'ebiragiro n'amateeka n'emisango gya Katonda.
Under commands, laws and judgments of God.
Okujitukirizanga.
Fulfilling them.
Nga nabo bennyini balumiriza ensolo ekibi.
And them to convict the world of sin. Righteousness and judgment.
Era kyovula bya tugamba Rumi.
That's why you see told us in Romans. Romans 7. Verses 12. And to 14.
Agamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Abarumi esule yo musanvu n'olunyiri olwe 12.
Romans chapter 7 from verse 12.
Bwekityo amateeka matukuvu n'ekiragiro kitukuvu kituukirivu kirungi.
Bwekityo amateeka matukuvu.
Therefore the law is holy.
N'ekiragiro kitukuvu kirungi.
The command is holy and it is good.
Oyagala obutuukirivu.
You want righteousness.
Kwata amateeka n'ebiragiro n'emisango.
Obey the commands, laws and judgments of God.
Olaga okutya Katonda okutuukiridde.
And you showed the perfect fear of God.
Abaluumye esula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'essatu.
Romans chapter 7 verse 13.
Kale ekirungi kyafuuka kufa gye ndi kitalo. Naye ekibi kirabika okuba ekibi kubanga kye kyandeetera okufa olw'ekirungi ekibi kiryoke kyo cheyongerenga okubera ekibi olw'ekiragiro.
Yes. They say in the world,
singa ekiragiro amateeka ebiragiro n'emisango tebibeerawo.
If laws, commands and judgments do not appear there,
ekibi kiraga kisobola n'okulaga nti kirungi.
Sin can even appear to show itself it's good.
Naye singa amateeka n'ebiragiro n'emisango bibeerawo mu mwoyo w'okutya Mukama,
commands, laws, judgments appear in the spirit of fear,
ekibi kyeyongera kuba kibi.
Sin moves on to confirm to be sin. Yes. That's what we asked for.
And
the Spirit commanded us that right from 27th October 2019 reaching the 1st December 2019, ask a prayer prepared of the whole world, reach the prayer to be given,
say,
ask for fullness of Holy Spirit.
When
I've come, the rest they are okay.
When
we reach the spirit of fear of God,
it's
aim that he manifests,
that
he can bring us to hate evil and to help many depart from it.
Hold
all the commands of righteousness, the laws of righteousness, even the judgment, that sin will appear to be evil and sin.
It's not
something you've understood, that these laws, if they dare go away, sin never appears to be sin.
They
think it is sin, but they have no shoe and proof it is sin.
And
they sit in parliament and they pass bills of homosexuality.
It's
like sin, but not real sin.
Because
the laws are demeaned under the sun.
If
God leaves them a wild year, from when 2020 began, it even birth wild children that you see.
And they
are all wild years.
When
we reach 2030, what they have done to us.
For lack
of fear of God, he had ceased to be in the world. Even the laws were not real laws.
Even
sin never appeared to be real sin. People you see walk naked, they do not have spirit of fear of God. They never hate evil. Even commands be in their hearts, even in their minds. That's why in the church there are those cloth mini skirts
that
you see out in your synagogues. That is the Holy Ghost all along you've been calling. Now it's time to call the Holy Spirit, the spirit of fear of God. When you had that, your ghost, you never feared evil.
You
cloth mini skirts, see all how you look like, look the way you speak, what you do from all pastors. You see, it's so sad. If the spirit of God is not present, you can clearly see it. People never hate evil. People don't help their brethren.
Others
entice, persuade you to do it.
There's
no law convicting that it is sin. Look at the other woman marry a fellow woman. Look at the pastor who is a robber. He ignores Matthew 23:23
to
fulfill the main issues, to have mercy, justice and faith.
Collect
the tithe, eats all, he is a thief, he doesn't fear evil. Now, when we enter 2020, you fear him by force, I tell you. Just to ashamed you in the whole world. The spirit of fear of God, that is his work.
But
never convicts the world of sin, never brings shame. You who sodomize yourself, you get stuck in each other. Yet you've been bastards and you pretend liars. He shames.
You know,
the spirit of fear of God, when he arrives, he caused shame. The world of sin without bring shame your way. You're joking. You speak, you are God. You will be slapped to rot.
You will
fear God by force.
Think you see how
we touched you from when 2020 began.
You are
out there trying to grumble among yourselves.
That they
open up the house of God. They shut him in there, cannot open for himself.
Or they
closed him from outside, he failed to break to enter in it. Last time,
when they closed
Peter in prison, he broke it, got them out.
Today he is
closed in his house, he failed to break it, get out of it. You're going to do things to yourselves.
Till
the Holy Spirit, through the Spirit,
fear.
He convicts sin, even shaming you.
He will
leave you speak prophecies not right, you will get shamed.
Mr. Benja,
you see that.
That's why the
whole spirit of fear of God
can shame you. And
shamed you, run quick, hate evil.
He
can
press,
he can begin to press you and force you out, come confess you've been a liar for 30 years. You know how you get ashamed? And you have to bear the shame. Like our brother Benny Hinn. And he comes out confident.
So let's
finish here in Romans.
Abarumi esule yo musanvo nolu nyili olwe 13.
Romans chapter 7 verse 13.
Kale ekirungi kyafuuka ndi ekirungi kyafuuka kufa jendi kitalo. Naye ekibi kirabike okuba ekibi kubanga kye kyandeetera okufa olw'ekirungi. Ekibi kiryoke kyeyongerenga okubeera ekibi olw'ekiragiro. Olunyo olwe 14. Kubanga tumanyi nga amateeka ge g'omwoyo. Naye nze ndi wa mubiri. Natundibwa okufugibwa ng'ekibi.
Kakati amateeka bwe g'omwoyo.
Now the laws are the spiritual.
Right,
that is called the spirit of fear of God. As of the spirit of fear of God.
Gage.
They are his. He has to manifest.
See,
the spirit of fear of God has come.
These
you see people have a fear of God in them. And the fear of God even
in them.
That is the beginning. We asked for him
from
27th of October 2019 up to 1st December 2019.
When we
enter 2020, they begin working. The working began, the fear is filled all over. And you not yet.
It's
just the start. We are still moving on.
So
and we shall come back
to
show the other major things we need in the prayer to be given. As the seven groups of angels
in
the spiritual gifts, also prophets and pastors, those who have light of the word of God. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.